This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Planning your retirement income is a tricky job. Generally, your employer gives you a choice of either a guaranteed monthly pension or a lump sum upon retirement. But which one is better? Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains the pros and cons of both options on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Sometimes individuals approach me and ask my opinion about a retirement option being offered to them by their employer. Having worked for the same folks for many, many years and expecting a retirement pension check once they reach retirement, now they're being offered a choice between the monthly pension check guaranteed for life or a lump sum of money. And they always ask me the same question, which option is best for me? Well, the first thing to figure out is how much money you're going to need or want after you retire. I find that most people would be happy with a take-home number that is pretty close to what they're taking home right now. So sit down with your paycheck stub. That usually backs out all the taxes and then the employee benefits, the insurance, and the retirement savings. Just for jollies, let's suppose that you get paid $4,000 a month, but after payroll taxes and income taxes and health insurance and 401k contributions and the United Way, you come up with about $2,800 that you bring home each and every month. Well, if you've got money left over at the end of every pay period, then you likely spend $2,800 or less each month on your lifestyle. Do you have debts like car payments or house notes that will be paid off by the time you retire? Well, that's great. Suppose you spend $800 on a house note and another $500 on a car note or two. I'm going to leave that $500 in your budget, the one that you now spend on a car note because you probably haven't bought your last car yet. But I'll pull out that $800 that's now going to the mortgage, assuming the mortgage will be paid off by the time you retire. Well, if you're following the math, that leaves us $2,000 a month that you spend each and every month. Well, that may be low for some, high for others, and you might find your Social Security retirement check covers most of that obligation. Taxes are pretty low at this time in your life. Well, if that's the case, perhaps taking the pension offer in a lump sum makes sense. You don't need the income and you have a chance to grow the wealth. Of course, you could also take the monthly pension and save it each month to build the wealth. But if you die prematurely, say before age 80 or 85, your heirs will likely get less than if you'd taken the lump sum. So for many listening to this, the thought of living on $2,000 a month in retirement is kind of ridiculous. So let's assume that your number is higher. Let's say that you need $8,000 a month to maintain your lifestyle. What I usually find with pension lump sum offers is that with the pension lump sum being offered, the only way to create a reliable income stream is to actually take that money and buy a guaranteed income annuity with the lump sum. In other words, instead of taking the company's monthly pension offer, you're taking one offered by a private insurance company. If you need the income, the pension is often the best route to take. But it never hurts to get an advisor to check and see if you can actually get a better deal in the private marketplace. If you don't need the income now and you want to pass the wealth on to your heirs, the lump sum may be worth considering. Either way, make sure that you examine all your options carefully with an expert and make your decision in light of an overall plan. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.